Northside style. What is the holiday? Holiday place is sticks of half a mile.
We present a seaside saga of post-war peer perpetuation, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, starring John LeMessurier as Arthur Wilson, Ian Lavender as Frank Pike, and Bill Pertwee as Mr. Hodges in...
It sticks of half a mile.
The time, 1948. The place, Swallows Bank, Framborne-on-Sea, somewhere on the south coast.
And how would you like your money, Mr. Hodges?
Oh, not fussy, really. Let's see. Just give me £5 in £1 notes, £3 in 10 bob notes, £1 in half crowns, 10 shillings in tanners.
Certainly, sir.
And make sure all the notes are clean ones, with none of the corners missing.
Yes, sir. I'm afraid we've only got two-sided round coins with beveled edges. Will that be all right?
There's no need to be sarcastic, mate. Well, if you know, I'm an old friend of your manager, Mr. Wilson. I knew him when he was only a sergeant in the Home Guard.
Indeed, sir.
Yes, we're old pals, we are. In fact, as soon as you've cashed that cheque, I'm going to pop into his office and say hello.
I think he has someone with him at the moment, sir.
Oh, I don't mind.
There's your money, sir.
Thanks very much.
Would you like an appointment to see the manager?
Appointment? Oh, don't make me laugh. As I said, we're old mates. I'll just breeze in.
Yes, but, sir, I think...
Nothing wrong, Mr. Sims.
Yes, Miss Perkins. That gentleman, Mr. Hodges, says he's going to see Mr. Wilson.
Oh, but he can't. Excuse me, Mr. Hodges.
What's the matter, darling?
Mr. Hodges, I must ask you not to go any further.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, love. Anyway, I'm only that way inclined when there's an R in the month.
What I mean is you can't go in there. Mr. Wilson has someone with him, a very important meeting.
Don't tell me Sir Stafford Cripps wants advice about the next budget.
Of course not. As a matter of fact, it's Mr. Watkins, a local builder.
Well, I'm sure he won't mind.
All right then, Mr. Watkins. We'll tie up the loose ends next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hello there, Arthur. How's tricks?
Good afternoon, Mr. Hodges. It's very unexpected. Mr. Watkins, this is Mr. Hodges. He's a greengrocer from Warmington.
Me and my partner, with whom I'm in partnership, have just bought Framborne Pier. I expect you've heard.
No, I can't say I have. Well, goodbye, Mr. Wilson. I'll see you next week.
Yes, on Wednesday. And now then, Miss Perkins, what is it?
Mr. Hodges was wondering whether you could spare him a few minutes, Mr. Wilson.
Of course
Wilson.
He can. Can't you, Arthur?
Well, yes, I suppose so. Go on through.
Thanks very much. I must remember that, Mr. Watkins.
Oh, why exactly?
Well, Pikey and me are going to need a good builder to do some repair work on the pier.
Oh, well, Mr. Watkins has got rather a lot on his plate at the moment. That's why he was in here.
Oh, expanding, is he?
No, bankrupt.
Bankrupt?
Yes, unfortunately, he's not a very good builder. In fact, he's just built four houses, two of which fell over sideways. One slid into a bog, and the roof blew off the other.
Struth.
Well, of course, if you decided to demolish the pier, you could be just the man for the job.
Oh, very funny. Well, it's not that funny.
No, well, I wasn't laughing at that.
What's the joke, then?
I'm sorry, but I suddenly thought about Saturday when you fell off the pier into the sea.
Yes, go on.
Well, you know, the way you slopped and squelched back down the pier, then had to change into the fellow's spare boiler suit so that you could get home.
You found it amusing, did you?
Well, you must have it. Oh, no, of course not. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, I've been thinking. Now, I'd expect you to agree that in the old days, you and me, well, we weren't exactly bosom pals.
Yes, I wouldn't argue with that.
Well, I want to put all that into the past. I want to let bygones be as be.
I see.
The point is that last week you arranged to lend Pikey and me £5,000 to buy Framborne Pier, right?
I don't need reminding.
Now, I expect since then you've probably had, well, odd moments when you wondered if you'd done the right thing.
Almost incessantly.
Also, well, if there's any comfort, so have I.
I find that no comfort whatsoever. I suppose you only picked Frank as a partner because you needed someone who might be able to get a loan, and you knew that both Frank and his mother, being close friends of mine for some years. Is that it?
How could you think such a thing, Mr. Wilson? What a despicable idea.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Am I right?
Well, in a word, yes.
I thought so.
I had to do it, Arthur. I couldn't think of any other way of raising the cash.
Well, you could just have come along and seen me and been honest.
I don't find that very easy. Anyway, would you have given me a loan?
Not in a million years.
There you are. Anyway, I reckon one way or another, it'll pay you to sort of come in with Frank and me and, you know, take an interest in the pier and give us the benefit of your opinions and such like.
But why on earth should I?
Well, for one thing, you could keep an eye on the bank's money. And it would also give you a sort of interest as well.
What makes you think I need an interest?
Because I'm willing to bet that secretly you rather miss all that Home Guard stuff. You know, the business of being needed.
Yes, I suppose I do, rather.
You're not alone. I mean, the sister of one of my customers was a perfect example. She was dropped behind enemy lines and became a saboteur blowing up their aerodromes.
Good heavens.
Then she was captured and tortured by the Gestapo. She escaped and became a top secret agent, for which she won the George Cross. And when it was all over, she found she couldn't settle down in her old job.
And what was that?
A poodle clipper.
What?
Anyway, what do you say?
Well, I suppose there's no harm in taking an interest. I mean, for Frank's sake.
That's the ticket. Right, I'll be off now.
Oh, good. I mean, sorry. Goodbye.
I'll see you at the library then, about 4:30.
The library? But what for?
Well, Pikey and me want to do a bit of research into the background of the pier and its history. You know, that sort of thing. Right up your street, I expect.
I suppose it could be quite interesting.
I'll see you there then.
Yes, all right, I'll try and make it.
Good. Oh, and don't tell Pikey we've had this little chat. I wouldn't like to hurt his feelings.
Are you sure you don't mind me joining you for lunch, Uncle Arthur?
No, of course not, Frank.
I usually go to Joe Lyons, but today I wanted to have a word with you.
Oh, I see.
The thing is, you know you lent Mr. Hodges and me £5,000 to buy Framborne Pier?
Yes, what about it?
Well, I've got to be honest, Uncle Arthur. I'm a bit worried about Bert Hodges.
Well, yes. I certainly think he ought to be watched.
Do you think he's a crook?
Well, let's say he might have sort of leanings in that direction.
Mm. Have you noticed how close together his eyes are? Come to think of it, his nose is a bit odd as well.
And if you remember, at Warmington, he always used to put the best tomatoes at the front and sell you the rotten ones from the back.
That's right, yeah. Anyway, I've been thinking. I reckon he only wanted me to be his partner because he knew I might be able to get a loan from you.
Good Lord. You really think so?
I don't suppose you'd have thought of that. But since I've been on ironmongery at Woolies, I've developed a much better head for business.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because I want you to sort of keep an eye on what goes on with regards to that pier. I think my mum would like that as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, I think she's a bit worried about me taking on so much.
Well, she's not the only one.
Anyway, I'd like your help, Uncle Arthur. What do you say?
Well, do you think it might be a sort of interest for me?
Yeah, that's right. Give you something to think about.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
You could start by meeting us at the library at 4:30. I'm getting off work early today, and we're going to do a bit of research into the history of the pier.
Really? Well, I suppose that could be interesting.
Ooh, and don't let Mr. Hodges know I've had a word with you. It can be our secret.
Yes, of course. Well, I'd better be getting back.
I'll walk along with you. I've got to go into the electricity showrooms.
Oh, I see. What for?
You'll see. Come on, let's get the bill.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
I hope so. My name is Pike.
Don't I know you, sir?
Well, it's possible. I'm on ironmongery at Woolworths. I'm a trainee deputy assistant under manager.
No, not you, sir. This other gentleman.
Oh, I see.
Aren't you the manager of Swallow's Bank?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
I thought so. I came to see you a few months back about getting a loan to buy a shed for my allotment.
Oh, yes, I remember. How's the allotment going?
Oh, fine, thanks. I'm trying to rent a bigger plot. I've grown some lovely carrots this year.
Have you really? I love fresh baby carrots, especially with homemade steak and kidney.
Excuse me, my name's Pike.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Wilson. I'll drop a couple of pounds round to the bank tomorrow. Yay, that's good, isn't it? Dropping a couple of pounds round to the bank. Funny that, eh?
Look, I don't want to interrupt anything important like the quality of your carrots, but could we get back to what I came in about?
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. What can I do for you, Mr. Poke?
Pike!
Sorry.
Well, it's like this. Me and my partner have just bought Framborne Pier.
What on earth for?
It was up for sale. Anyway, the point is we're going to put that pier back on its feet, open it up, make it something again.
Well, that'll certainly make a change.
The thing is, we need to run some electrical things.
Oh, you mean all the machines, the rides and that sort of thing?
Yes, well, eventually, of course, but nothing that complicated at the moment.
Could you be a bit more precise? I need to know.
Oh, all right. An electric kettle and a 60-watt bulb.
I see.
But, of course, in a matter of weeks, there'll be... 10,000 bulbs.
And 2 dozen kettles.
Really, Uncle Arthur, please be serious.
I see from our records, Mr. Pike, that you've been cut off from the front.
Pardon?
I think he means the pier's been disconnected from the promenade.
Oh, I see. I thought he was being a bit personal.
It was apparently done as a wartime precaution. Oh, and I've had some lovely collies.
What have your dogs got to do with my electricity?
Now, I'm talking about cauliflowers, you know. My allotment. I'd like to grow potatoes, but they take up a lot of room, so I'll have to wait till I get at my bigger plot.
Yes, well, you should be all right, then.
I don't know whether to go for Majestics or King Edwards.
Look, I don't care if you plant chips or mash. The thing is, can you reconnect me?
Yes, I should think so. Mind you, it's a fairly major job. Could cost you a few bob.
Oh, dear.
About £200, I'd say.
£200?
Afraid so. The reconnection charge to a business concern is governed by regulations laid down by Parliament. There's also a 3-week delay. I'm sorry, but it's not my fault.
Well, no, of course it isn't. Look, could I have a word with you? In confidence, as it were.
Yes, of course, Uncle Arthur.
No, not you, Frank, for heaven's sake. This is so disappointing.
Yes, Mr. Wilson, what is it?
Well, I wonder if, in view of the fact that you're obviously going to undertake something on a rather larger scale, I thought perhaps it might be...
Oh, yes, that's the point.
Yes, yeah, I thought so.
All right, Mr. Pike, I think I can arrange for you to be reconnected tomorrow. Will that be convenient?
Yeah, that's marvellous. But what about the £200 fee?
Oh, I think we can waive that in the circumstances.
Well, come on, Frank, otherwise you'll be late.
Yes, but
come on, come on, hurry up, hurry up. There could be a sudden rush on ironmongery.
I still don't understand.
Good afternoon, sir.
Uncle Arthur, I don't understand. What did you say to him?
Well, I merely reminded him that if he gets a larger allotment, he'll probably need a bigger shed.
What's that got to do with...
Oh, you mean...
Precisely.
That's very clever, Uncle Arthur.
Thank you.
Of course, we may not find enough old wood on the pier for him to build a bigger shed.
How you getting on, Parky? You found anything?
No, nothing much.
I'm sorry I'm late. I think that chap on the desk must have misunderstood me. He sent me into a section all about peers of the realm.
Oh, really? Some people can be so stupid.
Yes. I know what you mean. Ah, here's something. Ah, now, right. Write this down, Arthur.
What on?
Have you got any paper on you?
No, why should I have?
Good Lord, are you a bank manager?
Well, are your pockets full of Brussels sprouts?
No, we're not onto vegetables again.
Oh, I'll just have to cut the article out. You got a pair of scissors on you, Arthur?
No, of course I haven't. What do you think I have, mobile stationers? Anyway, you can't cut things out of these papers. They're for the use of all and sundry.
Yeah, and that includes me.
Really? How typical.
What is it, anyway?
It's a report on the 60th anniversary of the pier opening in 1926.
I don't understand that. It can't have been open 60 years if it opened in 1926. It's only 1948 now.
Honestly, Pikey, how you ever got a job at Woolies amazes me. The 60th anniversary was in 1926.
Oh, I see. Must have been the way you read it. Anyway, I'm going into that other room over there. That's where the man said they kept old copies of the county newspapers.
Okay, let us know if you find anything.
Yeah, all right.
I told you he wasn't very bright. Now you've got proof.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, it's not crossed his mind for a moment that it was me what asked you to come to the library and do this research with us.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. That's very astute of you.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. Fancy finding you here.
Oh, Miss Perkins.
What a coincidence.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, a very pleasant surprise.
What? Oh, yes. Do you know Mr. Hodges?
Yes, we've met at the bank.
Of course she remembers me. Once met, never forgotten.
Yes, that's very true. Anyway, Miss Perkins, what are you doing here?
I've come to change my library book.
Ah. Well, this is just the place to do it.
Yes, it's called Roses at Midnight. Have you read it by any chance, Mr. Wilson?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, it's awfully good. Mind you, it's a bit naughty in places.
Is it really?
It's all about this tall, distinguished, good-looking man mm-hmm. who has this lady colleague at the office oh. who's madly in love with him. Only he doesn't realise it.
Sounds pretty good, don't you think so, Arthur?
Well, I'm not sure it's quite my cup of tea. Anyway, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Perkins, but I'm helping Mr. Hodges to do some research, and we're right up to our eyes in it.
Oh, I quite understand. Goodbye, Mr. Hodges.
Cheerio, love.
See you tomorrow, Mr. Wilson.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Hmm.
What is it about you, Arthur, that drives women insane?
I beg your pardon?
Well, her arriving like that, it wasn't an accident. She planned it.
Oh, I don't be ridiculous. Anyway, we'd better get on. The library will be closing any minute. It's almost 5:30.
Blimey, so it is.
I found a bit in the South Coast Courier.
Oh, well done, Frank.
Right, let's see what we've got. Now, you start, Arthur.
Right. Good heavens. Well, a report of a pier fishing competition in which nobody caught anything.
Anything else?
And a mention of some wet rot found in the planking in the gents' toilets. What have you got?
Right, now let's see. A letter published complaining about the pier toll being shoved up to a penny and a report on a tea dance in which the cream served with the scones was off and 30 people went down with jippy tummy.
Riveting stuff, isn't it? What have you got, Frank?
Hang on. Yes, here it is. Mm-hmm. A report on a harvest festival held in the amusement arcade when the Methodist Church Hall had a gas leak.
Not exactly mind-boggling revelations, are they?
No, still, we can always come back another day.
Oh, Lord, must we?
I'm sorry, folks. I'm afraid we're closing.
Right, we're just packing up.
Jolly good. By the way, Mr. Wilson, did the lady find you all right?
Find me?
Well, she came in, asked if I'd seen you, and I sent her over here. Anyway, cheerio!
What did he mean, Uncle Arthur? What lady?
Oh, nobody important, Frank. Just a business associate.
Yeah, and the rest.
Rest of what?
Oh, really, Frank, it's nothing.
By the way, Mr. Wilson, the lady left this for you.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry I forgot before.
That's all right.
Hey, look, it's that naughty novel she was talking about, Roses at Midnight.
Novel who was talking about?
Once and for all, Frank, it really isn't important. It's just that the lady has left me this book to read.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. There's obviously some simple explanation.
Yeah, of course there is. And I know what it is.
Oh, good. What do you think it is?
She's in love with you.
What?
What's going on, Uncle Arthur? I'll tell Mum and then she won't cook you her egg. Who is she? Come on. What's her name? Don't try to...
It's the same the whole world over. Isn't it a blooming shame?
Oh, there you are, Gumtree.
Guthrie.
What?
My name is Guthrie, not Gumtree.
Oh, never mind about that. You see Mr. Parker, Mr. Wilson?
Do you mean today?
Of course I mean today, you idiot.
Well, how was I supposed to know? I mean, you should have said...
Ah, here they are now. Afternoon, Frank. Arthur.
Hello, Bert. Afternoon, Bert. Ah, hello, Mr. Guthrie. How are you today?
Not so good. My kneecaps are playing me up.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's always the same when a southwesterly wind coincides with the first Tuesday in the month falling on an even date.
Really? How interesting.
Look, can we get off his kneecaps? I think we should have a look round, take stock.
Very well. Tell me, do you really think the public want this pier open again?
Oh, yes, Bert's been talking to some of the local people.
That's right. I reckon I can safely say I know what the man in the street is thinking.
It's about time this lot was pulled down.
There speaks the man in the street.
He's not typical.
No, he's probably a saboteur working for another resort, like Lord Haw-Haw in the war.
Believe me, Arthur, there's a huge public demand for the reopening of Framborne Pier.
Pity it wasn't blown up in the war.
All right, that'll do, Guthrie.
Guthrie?
Well, that's near enough.
Why don't you go back to the entrance, Mr. Guthrie? We'll see you later.
Not if I can help it.
Real pain in the neck, that fella. Still, I suppose it takes all sorts.
Yes, it certainly does.
Right, let's carry on. Oh, by the way, Arthur, Frank told me how you used your influence at the electric place yesterday.
Well, you're welcome.
Certainly worked. The chap arrived an hour ago to have a look round and see about reconnecting us. He's still about somewhere. Anyway, well done.
Congratulations, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, I'm glad to help.
Ah, ha!
What?
Madame Zara.
I beg your pardon?
I can't see anybody.
Madame Zara, the clairvoyant. This used to be her booth.
Oh, I see.
Cross her palm with silver and she'd tell you your future.
You don't believe in all that rubbish, do you, Bert?
Well, to be honest, I used to be a sceptical myself. But then, about 10 years ago, I came over here from Warmington on a day trip and I went to see her.
Really? What'd she say?
She told me I would always be greatly respected for my business decisions.
Did she say anything else?
No, after that, her ball went hazy.
I'm not surprised.
You've no faith. That's your trouble, Arthur. Now, I suppose we ought to make some notes.
Now, before you ask, I haven't got any paper on me.
It's all right. Look, there's a piece down there in the corner.
We're all done, Frank. That'll do.
Oh, it's an old playbill.
Oh, really? What for?
John Hansen's Farewell Tour of the Desert Song.
Oh.
Right. Right on the back of that. Number one, Madame Zara needs touching up. Now, what have we got here? Oh, yes. The Test Your Strength machine. I used to be good at this. You just squeeze this handle and it shows the strength of your grip. I can't hold this for long. Quick, Arthur, what's it say?
£3.
Well, I must be broken.
You have a go, Uncle Arthur. Go on.
Oh, I wouldn't bother.
No, I don't bother. No bother. Here it goes. What's it registering?
£54. That's very good, Uncle Arthur.
Yeah, well, the thing's obviously faulty.
Can I have a go now?
No, you can't. We haven't got time to play games. You better make a list, Frank. Things to do and things needed.
All right, Bert.
Ah, yes, coconut shy. Needs repainting. Let's think, what else would it need?
Coconuts.
Balls.
I'm sorry, I was only trying to be helpful. Oh, I see what you mean.
Blimey, this looks in a pretty rough state. All of distorting mirrors. Difficult to know where to start.
I'll just put distorting mirrors, need looking into.
Oh, that's very droll, Frank. Very droll indeed. Awfully good.
Thank you, Uncle Arthur. What did I say?
Oh, never mind.
Right, Cockle and Welk stall, repairs needed.
Cockle and Welk.
Ice cream stall, new signs.
Repairs needed.
Rock shop, broken window and a new counter.
Cream stall, new counter.
No, Frank, the ice cream stall needs new signs.
Oh, yes, yes.
The rock shop, broken window and a new counter needed.
Why does it need a broken window?
No, Frank. For heaven's sake, the broken window needs repairing.
Oh, I see.
Right, lightning portraits. New door and repairs to ceiling, also display stand. You getting all this down, Frank?
I'm trying to, but it's not easy to write and walk at the same time.
Well, why don't we all sit down on this bench and then Frank can catch up?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, good. That's better. Now, lightning portraits, new door.
Ooh, does seem a hell of a lot than he's doing.
You can say that again. Repair to ceiling. Is that CEI or CIE?
CEE, of course. You know, I hadn't realised the whole place was so tatty. It's a bit depressing, really.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, Mr. Hodges, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's OK. This is the chap from the electric, Frank.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon. Well, we've had a look round and checked your wiring and that.
Oh, thanks.
Tell me something. When you reopen this dump...
What do you mean, dump?
Oh, sorry, this pier. Were you planning on having a special opening attraction, like?
We haven't really thought yet. It's early days. Anyway, why?
Well, it's just that we could probably arrange for you to have the biggest firework display since VJ night.
Oh, that's very nice of you. How?
All simple. Just by letting our electricity get to your wiring.
Mummy, is it that bad?
I'm afraid so.
Well, can the wiring be replaced?
It'll be very expensive. Take a lot of glue.
Glue?
To fix the new cables in position.
I thought you used sort of staple things for that, like we sell in Woolworths.
Yeah, normally we would, but we haven't got that number of hammers.
I'm not sure I understand this conversation.
Well, it's quite simple. There's no way we could staple the cables to your woodwork. It's full of dry rot. One tap and the hammer would go straight through into the sea.
It's truth, I had no idea.
Sorry, mate, but the whole place is really tatty, isn't it?
Well, there are one or two things need doing.
One or two things? I've seen kids build sandcastles down there on the beach, which look more permanent than half the buildings you've got here.
We'll soon get it all sorted out.
Well, rather you than me. I'll report back to the office and they'll be in touch. Cheerio.
Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. But whatever we do, it's going to cost a lot. Still, I suppose we could... What are you looking for, Arthur?
I just remembered that chap from the library popped into the bank this morning. He's managed to find out what you wanted to know.
What, about who owned the pier before the council bought it?
Yes, that's right. Here it is. It was apparently owned by two fellas.
Oh? like Bert and me.
One was a certain Brian Hopkins, and his partner was called Frederick Pooley.
Yeah, that's a coincidence, Pikey. What? Same initials as ours.
Oh, yes, so they are.
When did they buy it?
1929.
I wonder how long they had it.
6 months.
6 months?
Was that all?
Well, yes, apparently, you see. They just couldn't get the place back on its feet.
Well, after what we've discovered today, I can sympathise with them.
Yeah, so can I. So what happened, Uncle Arthur?
They shot themselves in a suicide pact.
You've been listening to It Sticks Out Half a Mile, starring John LeMessurier as Arthur Wilson, Ian Lavender as Frank Pike, and Bill Pertwee as Mr. Hodges, whose characters were originally created by Jimmy Perry and David Croft. Also in the cast were Vivian Martin as Miss Perkins, Glyn Edwards as Mr. Guthrie, Barry Gosney as Mr. Watkins and the electrician, James Bryce as bank cashier and the librarian, and Stuart Sherwin as electricity showroom assistant. It Sticks Out Half a Mile was written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by Martin Fitchart.